Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You need order? You need structure? Why even question who to turn to? Tom Giordano tells you what's big and important in today's world.
And what order you need to care about it in.
It's time for Tom Giordano's Big List.
Yes, this week I thought I would give you kind of an eclectic list. The big list, and you may hate some of these items, you may love them, that all happen around this holiday, around the Christmas holidays. So in 10th position, I have eggnog. I heard Chris talking about eggnog this morning. Not a fan of eggnog, but I still put it on the list because you have to have eggnog when someone comes over. If you don't have eggnog in your house, there's a problem. In 9th place, I would put it much higher, but I go with the will of the people, the fruitcake. Absolutely. It's fruitcake season. In 8th place, binge watching over the holidays. Think about that. That's a pretty clever one. Binge watching. This is the time of year where you can take a whole year of a great show, watch it together. 7th place. Now, Amazon differs. They think Americans don't like to do this. The family getting a tree. Amazon says, no, we'll deliver it there. Americans don't like to do that. 6th place, caroling. Number 5, Christmas cards. Yeah, it's still good to get a Christmas card and keep people on your list. 4th place, once a year watching It's a Wonderful Life. Takes away all the pain and difficulties of the world watching that. 3rd place, being able to say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. 2nd place, Midnight Mass. And the number one thing about this time of the year, family. That brings it all together. All right, there is my exhaustive big list of the top 10. I even included eggnog, even though I hate it, because I know people think it's a holiday thing. Bill,
I would get eggnog out of there.
You can't get eggnog out of there, as much as I don't like it.
I would put like hot chocolate or something in replace of that.
I like the hot chocolate. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the hot chocolate overall.
But I do have a question.
Yes.
For when you say Christmas cards.
Yes.
So I enjoy getting the Christmas card that just says Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it may be. I'm not a fan of the 10-page letter of the family update.
We'll get to that. Yeah, the family update.
I don't care enough.
Notice the family update was not on here.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
I don't get it. I don't know why we need a year in review for the Connor family, whatever it may be. I don't care that little Jimmy got accepted into Penn but decided to not go there because he's against the liberal agenda and he's going to Hillsdale College or
there
something
like that.
There
you go. That was nicely played. Yes, I don't like that because it's like my kid is an honor student and then the other bumper sticker, my kid beat up your honor student kid.
Right.
Exactly. It's all gushing. It's
family.
All false. Yeah, it's too much.
Too much.
And then there was this and Johnny split an atom on his lunch break and did it. Yes, I like that, too. He's not going to Penn. He's going to Hillsdale. Take that. Yeah. I don't think the family letter is as popular. I remember 5 years ago, to Bill's point, we talked about this, and a lot of people were defenders of that. Do you still send it out, the family update? I mean, you can make the argument that you don't get to see people as much, but I hope that you're going to see them over the holidays or something. Why the obligatory family update? And people don't do monthlies, I would hope.
I hope not. I remember my family got one. My mom got one, and it was honestly like a month-by-month breakdown of the year.
Oh, my
January,
God.
We did this. February, we did that. And it's just
it's always going to be ill-received.
Right.
It's just not.
It's gloating to the highest degree.
Exactly.
That's just unnecessary. Like when your kid gets into the Ivy League school or wherever it may be, mm-hmm. and you're very proud, you tell them when they get accepted in January or whenever they got the acceptance letter. We don't need to hear it at the end of the year. I don't care.
Right, and a running summary of this type of thing. Look at the new Lexus we got.
Yeah, and chances are the letter that you're getting is from a family member or family side of the family that you're going to be seeing on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Hanukkah night, like whenever it may be. You'll discuss it there.
I would agree with that. There's a new rule. Ban the family letter. If you're a sender of that, you can let us know your defense of it. I think it's gone away pretty much to Bill's points, and that's the reason why. All right, you know another tradition around this time of the year, and sad to report this story, though, what's going on with it. I wanted to see what you think. A tradition is the nativity scene. 855-839-1210, by the way, you'll get in. A tradition is the nativity scene, sometimes with real animals, real people. Some of them are elaborately done. That's fine. But this one near Boston is causing a stir, and you're going to see more of them this year. This one in Boston has the baby Jesus in a cage as part of the Dedham Church's immigration-themed nativity scene. The nativity scene at St. Susanna Parish is hoping to shine a light on the topic of immigration. It's a Roman Catholic church. It was set up over the weekend. It shows baby Jesus inside a black cage and the three wise men separated by a fence with a sign that reads, "Deportation," in quotes. The unusual Hollywood display was created in hopes, they say, of sparking conversations about how immigrants are being treated at the border. Get it? He's being separated from the rest of the world, the child, Jesus. Last year, the same church tackled the issue of gun control with a nativity scene. Right above Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus were the locations of the worst mass shootings, along with a death count at each attack. Wow. They say they have received mixed reactions for this. Now, this gets at the broader message. And sadly, the Catholic Church is one of the groups in the forefront of this nonsense. They are the people, along with the usual suspects, that are pushing for all this stuff. 855-839-1210. And we're back to this again. The moment they seize on is the separation at the border in what, June, July? What is it they would have had Trump do? They don't want to ever answer the question. They just want to put the onus on conservatives. But the question is, well, what would you do in this situation? What is the principle? So can't we just have the Christmas scene? And as I said, sometimes done, occasionally an animal escapes. Must be, have you ever been involved in setting one of these up? It's got to be pretty tough when you have real live animals and all that going on. But it is a nice reminder of the season. It's traditional, some better than others. And instead, the baby Jesus is imprisoned here. That's going to get people to see this, using this. Is there anything that can't be politicized? And again, it's a Catholic church. 855-839-1210 and AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. And we'll get you on board. Let's go to Jan in Waterford. Jan, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Dom. I'm happy to speak to you again. We've spoken a few times.
Yes.
But this time, I'm going back to the Christmas letters.
Sure.
Now, I only sent one Christmas letter one year, and I kind of took the opposite vein. I wrote, well, nobody died this year because we managed to catch enough masks. Muskrat to make it, but we couldn't get firewood, so we huddled real close, and our old hound dog breathed on us, and it went along those lines of all the...
So kind of a parody of it. Yeah, well, that's fun if you got one of those.
All things that happened, but so grateful for everything. So grateful for everything.
Well, that's fine. That's kind of a parody. Have you ever gotten one of these, though, where Johnny and Susie are just the greatest thing about... Well, I mean, what do people think when you're sending them out? I don't get it.
I know. Yeah, well, I don't get too many of those, but...
All right, well, I like yours, Jan. Yours is a parody of this, of a sort. It's fun, definitely. But the family letter with all the minutiae or all the gloating, to Bill's point, yeah, that ought to be out of it. That's a holiday tradition that ought to stop. All right, now what about the nativity scene? Is there a nativity scene you particularly know in the area? And allowing this is just ridiculous. Let's go to the Reverend Johnson out there in Springfield. Reverend, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have two comments. The Catholic Church that wants to imprison the baby Jesus, obviously that particular parish does not have a redemption message and needs to put a political message on it. The other thing is that we at, can I mention my church?
Sure, sure, Reverend. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We do annually, in fact, it's coming up Saturday, we do a live nativity on our front lawn.
Okay.
We have 4-H kids bring their sheep in. It's terrific. The volunteers in the church dress up as the wise men and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and so on. And we have some music and some food. And it's just a time for people to come. We have seniors arrive, people with their children. They come and just have a moment when they think about what the Christ child's arrival means to all of humanity. We want to proclaim a message of redemption in Jesus Christ. And
well, that is the core. You're exactly right. But apparently, to some people in your shoes, pastors and others, sadly, in my faith, some in the Catholic Church, Reverend. It's not about that. It's about political action. That's what they think the message is.
Yeah, you know, I have a congregation where we have folks from all sides of the aisle. We have Democrats, we have Republicans, we have arts conservatives, we have some progressives. But we can agree upon the redemption of Christ, and that's where we focus on politics, when it starts to come into the sanctuary, politics, when it starts to overshadow our message of redemption, guess what? The baby Jesus gets tossed out with the bathwater.
It's a great line. Merry Christmas, Reverend. Thank you for joining us, and maybe folks will check that out. It's got to be hard to do a live manger scene, though. All right, give me a reaction to this. They're just saying, well, this is what happened. This is what our U.S. government did. And it is true. We did separate children from their mothers in some cases. In other cases, who knows? And we did it with good reason. Can they tell us what they would have done? Isn't that part of it? If you're going to be this blatant about stuff and take something that is your call, this scene, and politicize it, don't you have to answer what you would have done? Tell the folks what you would have done. What's the solution here?
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.